In this bulletin, Scott Morrison announces funding to mark the 250th anniversary of Captain Cook's first voyage. The International Monetary Fund issues a stern warning about the global economy, and Warren Mundine reportedly set to announce his candidacy for a marginal federal Liberal seat. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is the latest SBS News. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has promised to spend more than $12 million on projects to mark the 250th anniversary of Captain Cook's first voyage to Australia and the Pacific. The federal government will give $6.7 million to the Australian National Maritime Museum to send a replica of Cook's ship, the HMS Endeavour, around the country for 14 months. The government will also spend $5.45 million on the Cooktown 2020 Festival. Mr. Morrison says the events will improve public understanding of the historical event.
We're one large country, and it's important that the lessons and the stories that came out of that experience along the east coast of Australia is shared with the rest of the country.
The International Monetary Fund has issued a stern warning that the global economy is slowing faster than expected amid trade tensions and rising debt. The IMF is forecasting global growth of 3.5% this year, down from 3.7% in 2018. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has repeated the Prime Minister's warning that storm clouds are hanging over the global economy.
Persistent trade tensions, high global debt levels, and a contraction in growth in several key economies has changed the global outlook. The German and the Japanese economies recorded negative growth in the September quarter, while China has seen its growth slow through the year to its lowest level since 2009.
Former Labor Party National President Warren Mundine is expected to be installed as the Liberal Party candidate for the New South Wales federal seat of Gilmore. It is understood Mr. Mundine will announce his candidacy within the next 24 hours. The Liberal Party holds the seat of Gilmore by just 0.7%. The Prime Minister says he wants more women to run for the Liberal Party at the next election, and there are spots open for them to fill. But he's rejected a call from former Victorian Liberal Premier Jeff Kennett to push older MPs, such as Julie Bishop and Kevin Andrews, into retirement to get younger people in. It follows Minister for Women Kelly O'Dwyer's shock retirement from politics, one of just 12 female MPs among the 60 Liberals in the House of Representatives. Mr. Morrison has told the ABC he's pleased with the efforts of women currently in Parliament.
We have our candidates set as we go in, and we've got a strong female representation, and there are more seats to fill between now and the next election. But, you know, I've got six women in my cabinet. That's the highest number under our government, and they're all very capable women and doing a fantastic job.
A new campaign launched by 19 health and community organisations is urging the public to consider the damage sugary drinks can do to your teeth. The so-called Thirsty campaign centres on graphic images. Studies show males aged 12 to 24 drink as much as 1.5 litres of sugary drinks every day. New research has found non-English speaking migrants take to unique Australian language more readily than their English speaking counterparts. An Australian National University study found migrants learning English as their second language use words such as esky, thong and nappy at the same rate as Australian-born people. Lead researcher Ksenia Ganeshva says she was unsure what to expect when they did the research.
On the one hand, we thought that maybe the second language speakers would not acquire Australian English words as well as the first language speakers. Of course, what we found is the second option is that they actually acquired more of the Australian English words, perhaps because of this mobility and second language learning.
In sport and in football, Socceroo goalkeeper Matt Ryan has saved two penalties during a 4-2 shootout win against Uzbekistan to send Australia to the Asian Cup quarterfinals. The match went to penalties after the game finished nil-all after extra time. After Ryan's second save of the penalty shootout, returning forward Matthew Leckie stepped up and scored to send Australia through to a game against the hosts of the Asian Cup, the United Arab Emirates. Ryan spoke to Fox Sports after the match.
I hadn't saved a penalty for the national team, which was something that was bugging me. But, you know, to get two in that moment just there, it's, I'm really happy. And, yeah, obviously, that, for a goalkeeper, that's the pinnacle.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, there'll be showers in 22. Adelaide, sunny in 39. Melbourne, partly cloudy in 25. An early shower or two in Hobart and 19. A shower or two in Canberra, 35. Wollongong will have a possible shower in 27, Sydney much the same, and 30. Similar conditions too in Newcastle with a top of 32, mostly sunny in Brisbane, 34. Cairns a shower or two and 32. Darwin, rain with a storm likely, and 31. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.